You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. During the last legislative session, Democratic Representative Melissa Wintrow proposed a bill that was aimed at preventing children under 16 from getting married and would require consent of the child, the parents, and a court before a marriage could happen. The GOP-controlled House of Representatives voted against the legislation in a 39-28 vote, and the bill fell. Current state law allows children in Idaho younger than 16 to get married with parental and judicial consent, and teenagers who are 16 and older can get married with only parental consent. Representative Wintrow is joining us live in studio to talk more about what she is doing to keep this issue in the forefront. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I always love to come on the show.
Well, it's so good to have you. And this is such an important issue. And I know we've talked about it before during the legislative session. And give us a little bit of background on this, because what I'm trying to remember, but I don't have all the statistics, is when it comes to teenagers getting married, but there's not an age limit, correct? And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily like you're 16 and maybe you're marrying your 18-year-old boyfriend or girlfriend. You can be married to a 45-year-old and be 15 years old.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're all concerned about is really the opening up of the potential for child predators, right? And worldwide, most of the kids that are getting married, the large majority, over 77%, are girls, which is not surprising because we have problems with women's equality all over the world. And women are still being exploited and abused at some of the highest rates in history.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that children should be protected, guided, et cetera, so they have an opportunity to decide for their futures and not be in a position where they're coerced or abused into a marriage. So the bill actually, right now, as you said, there is no floor for a minimum age of marriage. And we've had kids as young as 12 get married in our state. And I think you interviewed a woman up north recently.
I have to tell you, I don't believe that I had a true appreciation for this issue until we interviewed Angel a few months ago. She lives in Coeur d'Alene. She's 27 years old. She was married at 15 years old, basically forced by her mom,
yep,
to marry her boyfriend, who was very abusive. Now we fast forward to today. They are divorced. She has three children. Now she is remarried. She is doing incredibly well. But when you talk with her and the trauma that she went through.
Absolutely.
And is this where, I mean, you just hear these examples. And I think sometimes do we as a society want to believe that doesn't happen? You know that this law was written, so long ago. Kids aren't getting married like that. That's not happening.
Well, if that were the case, then my legislative colleagues would have voted in favor of it. But they still resisted. And in fact, I lost that vote more people than the firearm restriction for convicted domestic violence abusers. I lost by more votes, which is alarming.
Why do you think that is? I mean, what is there something cultural going on within our state? Where do you think that disconnect is?
Well, so I'll go through the history of how we drafted the language for this bill. I think that we should set the marriage age for 18. I mean, that is the legal age of majority for almost everything in our state and throughout the United States, 18. And we've deemed that because we know through child psychology and developmental stage development that kids just aren't ready to make these kind of decisions. Their brains are not developed enough to see into the future and see what is in their best interest. That's why we have parents and guardians to protect them. That's long science been proven. However, I didn't think in the political climate that I could get 18 years of age. There are two states in the United States that have 18, absolutely the floor.
That's it?
Delaware and New Jersey. Yep, that's it. And so I thought, well, let's at least compromise. Let's at least set the minimum at 16, because we know in our state law, in the rape statute defined, you cannot consent to sex under 16. So set the floor there. If you're 16 or 17 and you really want to get married, right now the law says what is in the best interest of society, not the child. Mm-hmm. So let's align it to child protective statutes, which again goes to tell us something about if the law says in best interest of society, That's about stereotyping and confining women to a certain role, because again, most of these kids are girls. So I said, okay, let's compromise. 16 and 17. In case of the abusive parent, let's have a court approval as well. So child consent, parental or guardian consent, and the court to actually approve as well, because that would look out for at least what happened to Angel and what happened to the recent woman whose article was published on Monday in Mississippi. Another woman in Mississippi who shares her story at 15 was married off to a man, I think he was in his 40s, and it was a man that lived next to her and was actually grooming her for over a period of time.
So I want to talk about what you've been doing since the legislative session ended, because you have been rallying the troops, frankly, and you've been talking to a lot of different groups of women. Tell me in particular about women from India and Pakistan that you've been talking to, and why.
Yeah, well, here's a bill that got international attention. I'm still floored by it. Just this week, a French reporter is in town to interview me and many others about child marriage. In France, they heard about Idaho's bill failing and came here to interview folks. A few weeks ago, some women from Pakistan and India were here visiting through the Global Ties program. And they are social activists trying to end child marriage in their country. And so they wanted to meet with folks involved here. And you would think that we were ahead of India, but maybe not. In fact, they were kind of shocked at the fight that we were going through, because even in some of the areas of India, you have to be 18 as a girl and 21 as a boy. Now, they're fighting some of the discrepancy between that age limit. And basically, too, even though the law says that, a lot of folks turn away and allow it to happen. So they're really working to end that. So here they come to ask questions. I just went to a Girl Scout lunch.
I was going to say, so you've gotten involved with the Girl Scouts with this issue.
Well, I'm hoping to, because I went to a lunch recently and I saw their presentation. This is one of the issues they're working nationwide to end. And I actually did get letters from Girl Scouts in Pocatello, just shocked that the bill failed. And some of the letters were just heartbreaking to think that, you know, they're saying things like, gosh, I hope this couldn't happen to me. And it's shocking and ridiculous. And how do we help to end this? Mm-hmm. There was a girl up north who attended Girl State recently, and she used this bill as her mock legislative piece, and of course her bill won unanimously because all the girls
right? But she wrote an op-ed as well, didn't she, that was published around the state?
It was so powerful. We actually had a phone call together and we published an op-ed, and just to hear her talk about her passion to raise awareness, you know, she will do anything to raise awareness and to stop this. And her peers were just shocked that the bill failed in real life.
What is your plan for next legislative session?
Well, right now, what I am doing is trying to talk to my colleagues to see what bill would be palatable, because as we know, in our legislature, I have to get permission from the chairs to actually have a bill heard. So that takes a lot of work and a lot of people who are willing to vote for it.
What's the reception been like?
Well, I think most of my colleagues are concerned. There's a group of colleagues that are concerned about having court involvement because they don't want the government involved in this decision. And again, I think it's a little irrational. We're talking about 100 girls a year now are getting married this
way. But Angel would have still gotten married.
Absolutely.
That's part of it.
Absolutely.
She would have still gotten married if that judicial consent part was not in there.
Well, the issue, too, is raising awareness in our courts to make sure we're highly scrutinizing them. So, for example, I read a story from a judge out east who had been doing these, and he had an aha moment when he interviewed a 14-year-old girl. And at that moment, he said, I realized this was not the right thing to do. And then he worked very hard to end this process. So it's about raising awareness about the whole issue and the rights of girls. I mean, my mom taught me at a young age that education is the pathway to freedom. She had a rough childhood, a hard marriage. She couldn't make a lot of, there's some choices she wanted to make differently. And she instilled in me, the way to care for yourself is through an education, and make sure you don't have to depend on anybody else. Mm-hmm. She had seen abuse and experienced it.
My mom always said, you have your whole life to get married.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
But we all don't have moms like that.
Yeah. Well, and today I would ask folks out there listening, I need to convince my colleagues that this is the right thing to do. So I'm going to be putting out feelers. I want you to write to me. I want you to contact me, share with me. Am I doing the right thing? Should we be setting a minimum floor for marriage? My bill did that at 16. Again, I think it should be 18, but at least gave some exceptions and some protections, and it aligned it with statutory rape. So we don't have much older men reaching down and grooming young girls. And most of the young girls that have been married that young have been abused first. So they lack self-worth. They're struggling. And that's what happened to the girl in the article in Mississippi. She had been molested and was really struggling with her self-worth. The neighbor preyed upon that, groomed her. He's the one that married her.
So what you need then is for people to write you from both sides
Absolutely.
Of the aisle. I mean, and really talk about this issue. Is this something that needs to come into the State House again
right.
next year?
And does it need to be 18? Should the cutoff be 18? Are you okay with it? 16? Should it be 17? I think we can all agree no one under 16 should be getting married. No one.
Well, you'd hope. We'd all agree.
I would hope. But I'm willing to hear everything. We need to do something. These are some of the most vulnerable amongst us, and we should be protecting them.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. I've been speaking with Idaho State Representative Melissa Wintrow about the child marriage law, where it currently stands, what she is hoping to do about that, and she would like to hear from you and get your thoughts on that. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.